Like I say, we appreciate that of the service thus far this morning. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel. Appreciate you being here. Gonna read you some very familiar scripture. Our reading. We'll make mention, this is second Sunday. We've got there'll be a visitation today from 2 to 4 here at the church for Sister Helen Nolan, Brother Steve's mother. And then the funeral is going to be at 4 o'clock here at the church. And due to all that, we will not have service tonight. So if you remember this family, come back, be in this service if it's where you can. Going to read you some very familiar scripture this morning. If you want to read with us, out of the book of Genesis, the 13th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. Probably read the entire chapter, not that long. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, and to the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and gold. He went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel until the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, until the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. There was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take to the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. They separated themselves, the one from the other. And Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. From all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, and I will give it unto thee. And Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading the 13th chapter of the book of Genesis. As we said, this is familiar scripture. Probably not anyone hadn't heard that of the story about Abraham and Lot. Probably not any of us that hadn't heard this preached on, no doubt, many a time. But nonetheless, this is what we have. And this is what we've got, and we'll do our best to try to leave that with you, that we feel the Lord laid on our hearts. Bible says here in the 12th verse, it said, Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Now there's, as we well know, as you go on and you read the story, and the scripture says here that this land was plentiful, well-watered plains down through Jordan. It says, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So we think a lot of times, I think as I go back and just try to think about how it'd be, that Lot, when he separated himself, he had herds, he had cattle, he had handmaidens, he had people that he had to provide for. And Lot looked at a well-watered plain. Looked at a place, no doubt, that he thought within himself that, well, we can probably make it. We can probably make it. There'd been a lot of folks made that kind of decision. You'll read here, and I read unto you this morning, whether that it's hard for me not to call him Abraham. I'll just call him Abraham. At this time, he is Abram. But Abraham built him an altar. And he wound up in a place that the Lord, after they had separated, that the Lord told Abraham, he said, I'm going to multiply thee. I'm going to bless thee. That ain't all. He said, you look eastward, westward, northward, southward, wherever you look and wherever you put your foot down, I'm going to give it to you. That's what he told Abram. That's what he told him. Bible says that Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom. I want to talk to us this morning, Lord being our helper. Brethren, about where is your tent pitched? Where is your tent pitched? There's probably not anything wrong with the well-watered plains of Jordan. Probably not. Bible says that he pitched his tent toward Sodom. Now, I don't know. The scripture don't really say altogether. You'd have to think that in all this, that Lot probably didn't know what was in Sodom. Had never been in it. They had come from the land of Aram. They was coming through. And Lot didn't know altogether what was in Sodom, but he pitched his tent toward Sodom. Can I tell you something this morning, my friend? That it does make a difference which way your tent is pitched. You may not, my friend, have any indications of doing anything wrong. But brethren, if you'll pitch your tent in the wrong direction, listen, and leave it there, and live in that direction, you're going to head for trouble. Preacher, I just don't believe it works that way. It does work that way. The Bible said, my friend, in him, no doubt, it don't get into no details. When it talks about Lot, brethren, and how they wound up in Sodom, it don't get into all that detail. But what it does say, and it's specific this morning, is that he pitched his tent toward Sodom. These folks, and I'm going to be honest with you, as honest as I know how to be, you cannot handle this world by yourself. You cannot. Brethren, this world will get the better hand of you if you pitch your tent that direction. It'll get the better hand of you. It'll creep its way. It'll slowly, my friend, engulf your life. You'll find yourself. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't know. Brethren, Lot might have been strong enough as an individual to handle the woos of the world. But listen, his family and his herdsmen and all that he had, my friend, couldn't handle it. You hear me? Could not handle it. Brethren, the world overwhelmed everything that he had. Brethren, simply because he had his tent pitched towards Sodom this morning. Preacher, everybody's doing it. Have you ever heard that? Does your children come home and say, well, so-and-so's doing that. So-and-so says it's all right. Brethren, your children are dealing with things that they don't have enough experience to deal with. Preacher, you're going to wind up saying it's my fault. Can I tell you something? Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. Lot did. Preacher, I've got things that I hope my children don't get into. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, you better pitch your tent, thank God, in a different direction this morning. I'm not one to tell you, brethren, that just because you're a Christian, everything's going to work out all right. I'm going to tell you this much. Brethren, because you're a Christian, you have the opportunity to do just like Abraham done. And brethren, trust in God before you ever turn right nor left this morning. I understand today. Brethren, people get themselves in predicaments. People get themselves in places, my friend, that they didn't really mean to get there. They didn't. Can I tell you something? Do you not think, my friend, that God was aware of where Lot had pitched his tent? He was aware. Just a few years had passed, and you know what had happened? Brethren, Abraham had to come down there and rescue him. Yes, sir. Had to come down there and rescue him. I don't know about you. I can remember growing up, and it might not be a good example, but I'll tell you, it's the example I have. Brethren, I can remember my friend, my father, and a couple of us uncles, my friend, having to go places. Now, brethren, and rescue some of my other uncles that got themselves in a situation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, had it not been for family, my friends, some of them no doubt would have wound up in worse shape than what they was. Listen to me. Abraham loved Lot. Yes, sir. And when Lot was in destitute trouble, Abraham went, yes, sir, and delivered him. By the help of God. By the help of God. These things, my friend, and I'm not here to make you feel bad. I'm just here to tell you, my friend, which way you point your tent has all to do with the outcome. It does. Yes, sir. These things, my friend, that I wish for my own children, that they didn't have to face some things. But they did. You know why they did? Because their tent was pitched in the wrong direction. Like me, dislike me, it doesn't matter. It's reality. Brethren, we live in a real world. I want you to know the devil don't care what kind of child you got. He'll ruin them. If he can, he'll ruin them. Listen, you might be able to handle the devil, or so-called you think you are, but brethren, your children ain't strong enough. I can prove it to you out of this Scripture, my friend. I can prove it to you. Brethren, Lot lost all his family except two daughters, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They come a day that he went down and talked to his daughters and his sons-in-laws, and the Bible said that he seemed as one that mocked. They paid him no mind. Brethren, the Lord don't want you to lose your family. The Lord don't want you to lose anything. You hear me? But brethren, your tent is going to have to be pitched in the right direction, my friend. The world can't help you. Oh, preacher, they doing better than we are. Supposedly, looking so. It might seem like it. But I've got news for you. Devil ain't going to show you the whole picture. Is he? He's not going to show you, my friend, the outcome of this thing. He'll show you the good time. He'll show you the joy. He'll show you the pleasure in sin. I'm not going to preach to you that there's no pleasure in sin, because there is. There is. I'll preach to you exactly what the Scripture teaches us. There is pleasure in living in sin. But brethren, you've got a season after that. Thank God there's no more pleasure in it. Guarantee you. Preacher, you're just putting a damper. I've got news for you. I know where peace lies. Don't you? Some of you don't know what Kerry was talking about when he was talking about peace this morning. Some of you don't know what peace really is when we're singing about peace. Thank God, peace. Brethren, it'll overwhelm you if you'll pitch your tent in that direction. It'll be just like a river, won't it? It'll run like a river, won't it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it does run like that in the child of the Lord, in the child of a king. Abraham, my friend, he faced things on his journey, but thank God he had God with him. Makes all the difference in the world. Preacher, I've had enough of church. I ain't going no more. I'm going to tell you, that'd be your decision. But I got news for you. You ain't going to belong out there. You ain't going to fit in. No matter how much you try. No, sir. Brethren, Lot didn't have no idea in this world, brethren, that one day he'd be standing in a gate wishing and hoping that God would just look toward him one more time. Yes. He had no indication. I think sometimes in this day and in this hour that we live in, it's amazing to me how this world has changed. How fast this world has changed. How inappropriate this world has changed. Yes. Yes, it's a mess. It's a mess. If you pitch your tent toward the world, my friend, I'm here to tell you this morning, you're going to wind up in a mess. I'm not going to say the Lord ain't going to deliver you, but I'm going to tell you this much. You pitch your tent toward Sodom, toward the world, today, my friend, you're going to lose. You're going to be on the losing side. Yes, sir. Bible says that Lot's righteous soul was vexed day by day. It got bad. It got bad. You know how bad it got in Sodom and Gomorrah? It got so bad, the Bible said that the sins, her sins had reached up to heaven. Yes, sir. And the Lord said, I'm going to send judgment. I'm going to send judgment. He sent three men. Yes, sir. Three angels, if you'll have it. Three men. He sent. And you know what they done? They went by the way of Abraham. I'm going to tell you something this morning. The church is the only help you've got. The only help. And I'll promise you one thing. If you ever get delivered, it'll be by the church. Yes, sir. By the church of the living God. God loves you. God don't want to destroy you. He went by Abraham. They told Abraham and Sarah a little token. Left them a token. Did they not? Said, you're going to have a son. Yes, sir. Oh, Sarah laughed in her tent's door. She is 90 year old. Yes. And she is thinking, how in the world can I have a son? Brethren, these three men, they communed with Abram. They communed with him, sat with him. They washed their feet, they eat. Yes, sir, and then they begin to converse. And they converse among themselves and said, shall we hide this thing from Abraham? Huh? Shall we hide this thing? What was they talking about, preacher? They was talking about the judgment that's coming on Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible says that two men left. Two men left. They went to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, sir. But there was another. There's three of them. Bible says that Abraham pleaded with the Lord. After he showed him what he was going to do, Robert, brethren, it broke Abraham. He said, Lord, said, if they be 50 righteous down there, said, will you spare that city? 50. Can you imagine? 50 righteous. And the Lord told Abraham, said, yea. For 50's sake, I'll spare it. Yea, we'll have mercy. We'll not destroy them. For 50's sake. Abraham got to thinking. And Abraham said, Lord, said, what about if they just 40? Yea. Then he dropped down 30, 20. Then he made mention. He said, Lord, said, in other words, don't be angry at thy servant. Said, if they just be 10, if they just be 10 righteous, will you spare that city of Sodom and Gomorrah? And he said, yea. Yea, for 10's sake, we'll spare. Brother, the Bible says that the two men entered into that city. It was wicked. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Just about the day that me and you are living in. Is it not right? Where they're calling good evil. Yes, sir. And evil. Evil, my friend, good. In this day, you take comparison, brethren, with what was going on. Bible says, my friend, that Lot took these men. He was waiting at the gate. He is looking. Brethren, God sent him a deliverer. But he wasn't going to deliver the whole city. No, sir. Why, preacher? They wasn't 10 righteous. Not 10. Can you imagine? You say, preacher, I can't imagine it being that bad. Folks, open your eyes. Look around. But folks ain't got no need for a church anymore. No, they don't. Brethren, this is the second Sunday in January. My friend, and you ain't here. And I ain't talking about you that's sitting here. You ain't here. Brethren, you ain't up to par. You ain't. Why, preacher, it's still COVID and all this. You can use any excuse you want. Brethren, the house of God is open this morning. And the Lord's desire is to meet with you. Listen, preacher, you need to preach that. All they're going to do is turn it off. Let them turn. Let them turn. There's things, my friend, you may think I'm bopping my gums this morning. And you may think that I'm way off the mark. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. We're living in the times just like Lot did.
Yes.
And brethren, it's just that away in the midst of this world. It ain't going to happen 10 years from now. Brethren, it's already here, folks.
Amen.
Lot took them home with him, didn't he? He opened his house door and he said, come on in. And they said, nah, we'll just abide in the streets. He said, no, you won't. Huh? No, you won't. No, you won't. It was that bad, Jeff. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't blind, are you? Not a bit. Brethren, we got folks pumping junk down to us. And our children and our children's children and folks that ain't nothing but a big lie today.
Amen.
Preacher, they going to take you off. I don't care what they do. Yes. It's still a lie.
Yes.
Lot said, you ain't spending nothing in the street. None. Get in the house. Only safe place he knew. Huh? Only safe place he knew. Brethren, I don't know about you, but thank God I know where peace abides.
Amen.
I do. Thank God. Thank God I've got that privilege. Thank God that they just can't open it up and pour it down me and make me accept all this mess.
Bless you, Lord.
They can't. Well, preacher, they're going to lock you up. Let them lock it.
Bless
you, Lord.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Seriously. Seriously. Preacher, I don't want to spend no time in prison. Well, I ain't got a hankering to get there, but if that's what it means, thank God. I thank God still, just like he was with Paul and Silas. Thank God I maybe can still hear me. Woo! Yeah. But Lot said no, not in the street. Went to his daughters and his sons-in-laws, and the Bible said that he seemed as one that mocked. They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't have it. Y'all know the scripture. Brethren, judgment was coming to Sodom and Gomorrah because the Lord had heard and seen the sin that was going on. And judgment was coming. He sent it. Did he not? He sent it, but he said one thing. He said, you'll not destroy it till you get Lot out of there.
Yeah.
You're going to get Lot out of her. Hear me? Hear me? Listen to me. He went down there, brethren, with a family. You hear me? He went down there with some herds, some cattle, some handmaidens, men servants. Listen, he come out of Sodom. Lot did. Lot, his wife, and his two sons, daughters. Two of his daughters. Four of them. Preacher, I thought you just said there's three. Round up three. Four of them come out. The Bible says that they told them, said, you go. Said, and don't you look back. Don't you look back. She is a mother. Lot was a father. But she is a mother. And you know what? She just couldn't stand. I believe she just couldn't stand the fact that her family was going to be destroyed. But it was. It was coming. Don't look back. Bible says that she looked back, she turned. And she looked back, and the scripture says that she was turned to a pillar of salt. And when it was written, said was there to this day. Huh? So you got Lot and his two daughters. Preacher, the Lord couldn't have delivered more than that. They wouldn't none. You hear me? They wouldn't none. They wouldn't none to deliver. Preacher, what happened? They got carried away. What happened, preacher? They got wooed in. What happened, preacher? They is just like everybody else. You hear me? Do you hear me? Preacher, we're just one person. What can we do? Well, you can be one. You can be one. You know, when John started preaching over there, he come out of the wilderness preaching, did he not? You know what he was? He was one. One voice. Yes, sir. Preacher, you're going to tell me and be one of them that says one can make an army. Well, I'm going to tell you, yes, one can. Glory to God! Brethren, this thing don't rest. Brethren, just in mine and your hands. Brethren, it's in God's hands. And he's left it with the church this morning. The church of the living God. I've wondered. And I'm going to say this. I know it to be a fact. And I'm going to say this. Brethren, you've took your children, you've took your grandchildren out of the church. And you said it's COVID. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't strong enough.
Amen.
Without the Lord.
Amen.
Brother J.O. Jarrett used to say, he said, if I fight the devil, he said, I'm going to lose. He said, but you let me and the Lord get a hold of him. He said, you let me and the Lord get a hold of him, said, he'll flee. Yes, sir. Submit yourselves unto the Lord and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There's another verse that goes with that. There he is. But I'm going to tell you, that's exactly what that verse says. Submit yourselves unto the Lord and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. I'm going to tell you something this morning, folks. You ain't got enough resistance in you to resist him. He'll get the better hand of you. Has all to do with where your tent's pitched. Yes, sir. Where your tent's pitched. Which way you leaning? I preached that message. Which way you leaning? During the blizzard, my friend, I watched them old trees fall. You know which way they fell? Whichever way they was leaning. That snow got so heavy, the weight of it, Robert, it just, whichever way they was headed, that's where they was going. They didn't sway back and forth. They didn't move this away and that away. They was leaning. And here they went, just one right after another. Old man fell out the window. You know why he fell out? He was leaning that way. Is that not right? Leaning. Which way is your pin? Pitch. Your tent pitched. I'll get my tongue untied here. Think about it. Brethren, the Bible teaches us there's folks, my friend, and I'm going to say this day, this hour, my friend, that's took on the world and you cannot handle it. It takes you in the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Then submit yourself. Where's your delight? Huh? I'm going to tell you where it's at. It's whichever way your tent's pitched. Which way's your tent pitched? Why, preacher, if I don't do everything else everybody else is doing, they just going to discard me. The truth of it is, if they can't handle you just for what you are, you don't need them. Preacher, I wouldn't say that. I don't want to live alone in this world. You ain't going to be alone. You ain't going to be alone. They going to be a help with you. They going to be somebody to go with you. Old Jonathan, my friend, had on his heart to go up to the Philistine garrison. They wasn't nobody going with him. But he had one little old armor bearer. Yes, sir. And he asked his armor bearer, he said, "Are you going with me or are you staying?" He said, "As thy heart is, so is mine. Brethren, I'm with you. I'm going to stick with you." Thank God I'm going with you this morning. Abraham pled with the Lord. He done everything he could. But they wouldn't tend. In the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. Come and get a verse of a song. I don't want to. You say, preacher, that you can't preach that message this day and time. Why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't people, my friend, just figure out between them and the Lord, my friend, that the Lord's got the best thing going? He had. Why, preacher, it ain't the big signs and it ain't this and we ain't running out of bounds. I got news for you. All them running out of bounds is just exactly that. Running out of bounds. You hear me? They're not between the lines. You can run the football 100 yards, my friend, but if it counts, you'll stay in bounds. Is that not right? They don't count it if they run out down there. Huh? You know what they'll do? They'll stand down there and they'll say, "That ball's coming back right here. Right here." Well, he run a touchdown. You can't run it out of bounds. Think about it. Brethren, the scripture teaches us to run this race with patience. That's set before us. Patience. Brethren, there's some things we got to be patient about. There's some things, you say, preacher, there's some things that don't you think we ought to just be quiet about? Why? And let the world have all the say? Let the world, my friend, tune them all in. They're doing it. They're telling you. They're telling you. I know too much in one sense of the way, but I know just enough to be dangerous. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. We're living in a society where they're telling your teachers, my friend, what they can and cannot say. I know it for a fact. If you're anywhere in the teaching world, you know it for a fact. Listen. Listen. It's a shame, folks. When we can't stand up, and I'm just going to be plain. When we can't stand up, my friend, and talk about our Lord, just when the Lord impresses us to. Huh? My preacher, you don't have to worry about that. You ain't on the job force. I work in the job force. I know how things had begun to change. Yes, sir. I know some of the things I could and could not do, or was and was not supposed to do. Yes, sir. But sometimes, you know what? The Lord had different things. I sat down one morning, my friend, and had the whole crew in front of me. And I had no means, my friend, about preaching. But you know what I done? You know what I done? Brethren, I got to preaching. Yes, sir. Real quick. Give them a real quick shorty. Huh? To this day, I'm going to be honest with you. You might think, brethren, it don't mean nothing. I tell you what, you'd be surprised how many come back. One-on-one, one old boy, my friend, I thought he'd shake my arm off. But I'm going to tell you something. I told him, and I'll tell him again today. My friend, it takes Jesus in your life for you to have life. Amen. Something touched him. You hear me? Something touched him. Now I'm going to tell you something this morning. You need a touch from the Lord. Yes, sir. You need a touch. Yes, Lot was down there. Yes, Lot lost about all he had. But brethren, his righteous soul was delivered from there. God remembered it. God remembered it. You hear me? Brethren, there ain't but one way God remembered you. You know how that is? That you know Him. In a free pardon of sin. That you have a relationship with Him. Yes, sir? Yes, sir? Yes, sir. God help us this morning. God help us this morning. We're in a tight spot in one sense of the way. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I just happen to believe that we're serving the same God that Abraham served, and God still can deliver.
Amen.
If He can't, I ain't got a hope. You hear that? If God can't deliver my friend like He did in Abraham's day, I ain't got a hope. Because I'm depending on the same God that Abraham did.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And Moses did.
Yeah.
And Joshua did. And all them patriarchs. God ain't dead.
Amen.
He ain't dead. He's very much alive.
Amen.
Thank God. He's alive. He's more alive, my friend, than we're showing today. He's alive. Yes, sir. He's alive. He ain't lost one bit of His power. He ain't lost one bit of His peace. Do you know that? Peace. They sang the old song, peace like a river. Like I can't get rid of it. Like a river. Y'all know what a river is, don't you? Thank God you get in a river, I mean a river, and you look around today, they're flowing. They're moving. Question is, and Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom. Question is, which way is your tent pitched? Which way? Let us stand. Thank you.